ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ब्रह्मानन्दम् परमसुखदम् केवलम् ज्ञानमूर्तिम् द्वन्द्वाति तन्नो दुर्गिप्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति. सो इन् प्रथम मुण्डकम् फस्ट् चाप्टर् आफ् दि मुण्डक उपनिषत् we have entered into the second section which deals only with karma and karma phalam. It does not talk about the moksha, that it is not, does not unfold the nature of the self. Atma is not the subject matter of the second section of the Upanishad. Karma and karma phalam alone are discussed in the second section. And I told you very well earlier also, the karma is discussed purposely to make us understand the limitation of karma. Because even people who are highly informed, highly educated, highly learned, those who have profound knowledge of the Veda Shastram also, may not have Purushartha Nischayaha. The highly learned means, those who have profound knowledge of the Vedas, Karmakanda, Upasanakanda, those people also, even if they have some knowledge of Vedanta also, still they may not have Purushartha Nischayaha. And the more they are informed of the rituals, not only mere performance of physical activity, the rituals, also they also know the value, Manasam Karma. Watch, you know, I say the Upasanam here, Vachikam Karma. Kayikam karma, vachikam karma and manasam karma. They perform rituals which are, which involve physical body and mind. And they also recite mantras softly or loudly, which again is a vachikam karma. And manasam karma, they're given to the practice of upasanam, meditation. Saguna brahma upasanam. Saguna brahma upasanam. Actually meditation. They also manasam karma, they are given to the manasam karma also. So here the limitation of all threefold karma, limitations of the threefold karma, okay, in fact are revealed in this textbook, in the second section. Not only kavachikayikam karma, also of manasam karma. Limitation of manasa karma phalam also. Limitation of even the fruit one gains as a result of meditation also is mentioned in this second section. We have to understand here. So those who know Purushartha Nischayaha, those who know moksha is a choiceless end and jnanam is the only means, because moksha is something to be discovered, which itself is knowledge, and jnanam and moksha are identical. They're not two different things. Even though we say jnanam is the means, moksha is the end, we say, but really speaking, jnanam itself is what? Moksha. And if they people are very clear about it, then they can be committed to the pursuit of knowledge for moksha. They may perform rituals, they may practice upasanam, kayikam karma, they may do manasam karma also they may do, they will be given to practice some meditations, etc. They may reap any amount of fruits they want as a result of karma, but still they know the limitations of karma. Then their artha kamas will not be their ultimate ends. But here, even people of great knowledge of Vedas may not have Purushartha Nischaya. Once they are given to, they are so addicted that if they know the Karmakanda thoroughly and they know the know-how of rituals, they know what karma has to be performed, what phalam they can gain, and they are so much engrossed in performing rituals and enjoying the fruits of rituals, and they also miss this vision. They miss this Purushartha Nischayam, Vishaya Jnanam. They do not have, then naturally what happens? They become they're only committed to the performance of rituals. Some are committed only to the performance of rituals. Some may be practicing, or some practice meditation also along with the performance of rituals. So those who perform only the rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda of the Veda, they are karminaha. And those who perform rituals along with the practice of meditation, they are called upasakaha. Upasakaha are those who meditate, those who are given to the practice of meditation. So what meditation is a manasam karma. Here the second section talks about the limitation of the karma phalam, the phalam one can gain as a result of manasam karma also. Meditation also, we have to know. Understand? Manasam karma. Saguna Brahma Vishya Manasa Vyaparaha is meditation, I told you. Remember? That is discussed in the this section. So we saw last class, those who think, remember the verse, what we did last class? And those who think nothing greater than accomplishing the artha kamas by performing rituals, and such people are vimudaha, mudaha. Mudaha, we should not take it as literally as fools, they are deluded people. They lack the discriminative knowledge. So we saw that. Plavahete. Adrudaha. Yajnarupaha. Ashtadashavuktam. Avaram. Yeshu. Karma. Yetachreyaha. Yetachreyo. Yebhinandanti. Mudhaha. Jaramrityam. Te punarevapiyanti. So this we saw last class. Okay, so we say here, the people who perform rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda. That does not mean people should not do Karmakanda. Rituals perform the Karmakanda. Karmakanda itself is meant for what? For understanding the karmas and making use of it. Okay, you have to perform rituals and enjoy the karma phalam. That is why Karmakanda is there. But if you think performance of rituals itself will free you from bondage of samsara, accomplishing artha kama as a result of performance of rituals, if you think you can become free, then you are a mudaha. That's what the mantra says. And why he says, see, yete yajna rupaha adrudaha plavaha. See, these yajna rupaha, in crossing the ocean, to cross the ocean of samsara, you need a strongest ship, which is jnanam. This jnanam alone will help you to cross the ocean of samsaraha. But here, to cross a big ocean of samsara, to discover moksha, to discover freedom, actually performing these rituals would be like what? There are fragile boats. Adrudaha plavaha, very fragile boats. And second thing, any boat is, what is a boat? Boat is made of many, many things. You have to, nuts and bolts and boats, lots of things. Many things put together is what? Boat. Boat means any raft is made. A made thing, a product means what? Many things have put together to make a boat. Anything which is put together, which is used, which is useful, at the same time it is subject to fall apart. That is why anything which is a product, anything which is made of many things, a product implies putting many things together intelligently, not unintelligently. Putting many things together intelligently, what now? Is a product, Whether it's a car or a raft or house, anything is what? Many things are put together, but not properly, correctly, adequately, intelligently, exactly where it should be put. You can't put the door somewhere on the top roof. You can't put something else in the front. So intelligently put together. So it is important and it is useful. It serves a purpose. That is similarly raft also. Many things put together is what? A raft. So anything which is put together intelligently is subject to fall apart. Therefore, any raft, similarly, this, what about this ritual? Ritual also is like a raft, which involves what? It is dependent on many accessories. Therefore, what is a karma? Any karma is what? Consists of many units of actions. Many units of actions together constitute one action. That is a karma ritual. A ritual, whether it's a mundane activity or a sacred activity. Anything is what? Many units of actions put together is one action. And when you perform it, and karma, that karma is dependent on so many things here. Especially performance of rituals. In fact, to perform proper ritual, not the simplest ritual like Agnihotram, but to perform proper rituals, definitely you are dependent on so many accessories. And sometimes certain rituals need priests who are informed of all the four Vedas. You want a Rigvedi, Yajurvedi, Samavedi, Atharvavedi. And each Vedi also what? The one who has profound knowledge of each Veda, again what? With the different names. You need different people also. Each Veda, you need four priests representing each Veda. Understand now? So each, we have four Chaturvedis. And the four, we need to have four Rigvedis, Ajurvedis, Samavedi, four priests of each Veda you need. Because why? They all have to arrange. See, each Vedi has to do certain things. Everybody cannot do everything. So each Vedi is expected to recite some mantras, do certain things, prepare certain things. That's why all the four Vedajnas, all those people, priests who know, who are informed in the respective Vedas are needed. So 16 people you need for that. So Ashtadasha means what? 18. Ashta means 8. You won't learn in this class, answer class today. Dasha means 10. Ashtadasha, 18. Understand? 8 to 10. Ashtadasha. Listen. So 18 accessories. And mainly who else is there? All the priests are there, and you have to, as a performer, the yajate, yaha yajate saha yajamanaha. Yajamanaha means the one who is performing, the performer. Ritual is what? Yajamanaha. Yajamanaha in India mistaken for husbands, okay? The husband always called a yajamana. And also the proprietor of a company also is called a yajamanaha. Really speaking, yajamana, one who runs the show, is yajamanaha. That is the meaning. Yajamanaha, actually, because husband doesn't perform. That's why, because Vedic usage that is. Yajate means worships, performs ritual. Yajamanaha means the one who performs rituals. Yajamanru, they say in Kannada also. So yajamanaha. So yajamanaha is the man who performs ritual, who does sankalpa, who spends money for that, is the yajamanaha. The four priests are given, the people who come for dakshina. Yajamanaha is the one who sits and performs along with the help of all these four, Vedajnas. And yajamanaha becomes what? 17th person. Who is the most important of all 18? Yajamana's wife, Yajamani. That word is not there. In fact, that is why this wife also becomes very important. Without wife, no yajna will be complete. No worship will be complete. When you sit for the pujas, you are always expected to sit with the wife. And even they give dakshina also, the person who receives dakshina should not receive dakshina only from husband, only from wife. They should give together. They should know, both of them should know what they are giving. Understand? Anything should be done together. As far as karma kanda is concerned, husband should perform rituals with the wife only. Even the bhiksha, a sadhu cannot come and accept a bhiksha from a person if the wife doesn't accept. Know that? It's not possible. So any karma has to be done with the wife. So wife is very important with reference to, you know, in performing rituals, Vedic rituals, or any pujas, a wife has to be there with the husband. Very important. In fact, on the day of marriage, the person becomes qualified to perform this Agnihotram karma only from the day of marriage. Till as long as one remains a brahmachari, one is not qualified to do Agnihotram. Agnihotram karma begins only from the day of marriage, after marriage. And we have, Pani has made one sutram specially for this. Know that. And he starts, the wife is married, on day of marriage, he becomes qualified to perform a ritual. How? By having a wife. So one who has to accompany him always, to perform rituals. That is why yajna, only for the sake of performing rituals, not only for the sake of performing rituals, mainly for this, also for perpetuation of family, dharma, etc., he is marrying her. Therefore, for Panini specially made one sutram for this. Patyuhu naha yajna sanyoge. Pati is the word. Patihi is the word. I want you to know this. Patihi is the word, noun, husband. Patyuhu, for the same word patihi, one nakara is added before the affix e. So patn, then you have to add affix e patni. Patyuhu naha yajna sanyoge. Just for the person not to have the wife along with him, the one who accompanies the husband in all the rituals. And second thing, if he married a wife performing a Vedic ritual, understand now, then she is Patni. Understand now, Patni is very important. Wife is so important. And who she is, the 18th accessory. Understand now, if she is not there, you can have 4 wives, 16 priests, give lots of dakshina, and I got everything. She has gone to her mother's house for 1 week holiday, performing ritual. Nothing doing. You got zero phalam. You may have best of priests, you will be giving good dakshina, you may have everything done, and she has gone to her mother's place, you are performing a ritual. But she's not there, no. I'm performing a ritual without her. Look, his auntie is happy, Adhiryama is happy, Nina is happy, Lakshmima is happy. Okay. Anyway, so what I'm saying, that is very, very important here. So I have really surprised to know that Panini has made a special sutram for that. Patyuhu naha yajna sanyoge. Isn't it? So why I'm saying 18th accessory. Understand now. All these things, the four group of priests, Yajamana's wife, 18 people, plus other karakani. Other karakas, not only 18, you had to say sahakari, other karakas also there. The ingredients, the rich place where you perform rituals, and lots of other things are also needed. Ghee, etc., ahutayaha, all those things we think, they're all needed. So performance of Vedic ritual is dependent on so many things. Otherwise, it won't be effective. And even if you perform it, because what? It is like what? Adrudaha, adrudaha plavaha. The ritual is only like a fragile boat. So to get artha karma is okay. You can perform, no problem. Please know the karma. Please do perform the rituals perfectly. Get all the fruits of karma phalam. Enjoy. We saw in earlier, no? Yani kavyahad, no? They have seen. The rituals have been there. Hey, hatte kamaha, tani acharata. May you perform those rituals. Enjoy all the fruits. No problem. But don't search for moksha there. Don't expect to attain moksha by performing rituals. Understand now? You can perform. You are supposed to perform. You perform the rituals, enjoy the phalam. But what? But don't expect moksha to be the result of that karma. That is what I said here. Why? The adridaha plavaha. So, I told you earlier, time-bound karma, which is dependent on so many things, cannot give you result in something which is everlasting and timeless and which is independent. Moksha is independent, not dependent on anything else. Understand? So, adridaha plavaha ete ashtadasha, therefore, yeshu avaram. And but people only, deluded people only think by performing these rituals they can attain moksha. Yet shreyaha iti abhinandanti mudaha. I want to know the verb here. Remember the verb nandati. Say that now. Nandati. Nandati means what? Is pleased, is happy. Nandaha. That's why Krishna's father's name was Nandaha. Nandaha means joy. Anandaha also means what? Highest degree of joy, limitlessness, fullness, happiness is what? Anandaha. Understand now? Nandaha, anandaha. Noun here. Adjective here. And what is the verb here? Nandati. Nandati, anandati. And abhinandati, one expresses one's, no? Expressing one's joy is what? Abhinandanam. Abhinandati literally means congratulates. No, abhinandati. Somebody congratulates Obama for getting peace award. Means what? Abhinandati. Abhinandati means congratulates. But here abhinandanti means what? They also praise, no, karma and karma phalam. Why? They think etat shreyaha. This performance of rituals will produce fruit which will be shreyas, which will be moksha, which will help make them happy forever. That is called abhinandanam here. And such people really do not have purushartha nischayaha. Therefore, they do not have no discriminative understanding of what really is the ultimate end, what alone can help them accomplish that end. Such mudaha pariyanti, they what? Pariyanti means what? They wander continuously, endlessly. Pariyanti means running around. Okay? It's called running around. Literally speaking. And so, you know, going around. They go round and round and round. Pariyanti. I mean, what? Pariyanti mudaha. Jaramrityam. Understand? No, jaramrityam. They again and again, they attain, they'll be born again, they perform rituals, they have phalam, they accumulate, they enjoy phalam here, they accumulate a lot of punyam also, and as a result of punyam, they'll be born again to enjoy, exhaust the punya phalam, and again they go through what? Samsara, like going through both pains and pleasures, and they'll get old age, disease, everything, jara, mrityuhu, they'll become old, again they'll die. So jara mrityu, they'll be continuously subject to be born again and again, subject to become old and understand now, death also. Jara mrityum punaha eva apiyanti. That means they continue to remain bound by samsara. That's what I mean. They do not attain mokshaha. That has been said in the previous mantra. We'll see the next month. As you have seen already, actually. And such people, avidyayam antare vartamanaha, they remain steeped in ignorance, means what? They do not see at all. See, they may be highly informed, but still, with reference to moksha, with reference to the knowledge of the self, they are completely, you know, unaware, they're naive, they remain steeped in ignorance. There's no way of their arriving at, you know, even arriving at the truth, that knowledge of the self alone is moksha. No? Avidyaya mantare vartamanaha. And because they're very, very learned people, because they have very great knowledge of the Vedas, Swayam dhiraha, Swayam dhiraha, they think they're very intelligent, and Swayam panditam manyamana, they're very learned, they think they're very wise also. because of the academic qualification they have, they can't accept that they do not know things. And so they think they know. See, the people, this is the most worst danger is what? Thinking that they know is a problem, isn't it? Vayam dhiraha panditam manyamanaha. Such people also, what happened to them? Because they think they are dhira, swayam panditam manyamanaha. Such people will not listen to other people also. Why? There is no possibility of stumbling upon the fact that moksha is something to be discovered. And moksha is nothing but happiness. And happiness is nothing but fullness. And fullness is what? Limitlessness. Limitlessness is the very nature of the reality. Paravastu. That vastu has to be understood only as the Atma, subject of knowledge, not as an object. It's available for recognition as the very self. Therefore, Atma Jnanam eva Brahma Jnanam eva Moksha Jnanam. Moksha Jnanam eva Moksha Praptihi. This will never they understand. Why? They will not listen to other people. Why? Swayam Pandita Manyamanaha. They think they are Panditaha also. Therefore, such people, what happened? Mudaha Pariyanti. Again, no? Pariyanti. Yati Yanti. Yati means Gacchati. Understand? Pariyati means what? Pariyati means one who goes around and around. Whenever you miss the address, it's called Pariyatanam also. Pariyatanti or Pariyanti. Pariyanti. Okay? So here, Mudaha. Janghanya manaha. See, janghanya manaha, Shankara says, hanya manaha. They are afflicted. No, they are tortured. They get tortured. Such people get tortured. Janghanya manaha. They get afflicted and tortured by what? Actually, again and again in samsara, they remain caught up. They remain in samsara means there is no way of becoming free. Why? There is no way of becoming free, because freedom is not at all something to be attained, something which is already there, something to be discovered. But what can karma do? Karma, once you know how to perform karma, you have knowledge of karma, then that knowledge of karma has been implemented in a performance of ritual, the karma produces phalam which was not there before. Understand? Whereas moksha is what? Which is already there. So that which is already there has to be recognized, understood, not to be attained at all. But phalam is something to be attained as a result of ritual, isn't it? So here he says, Hachu janghanya manaha, they always be bound. They now become free. Pariyanti mudaha, such people are andhena eva niyamanaha yatha andhaha. They are like blind people led by blind people. People who are led by blind people can never reach where they need to reach. The journey will be endless. Or they will fall into the pit and then there is no way of reaching the destination at all. In fact, one who does not respect Shastram and Guru, one who thinks I can know using my own intellect, I can meditate, by meditation I can arrive at the truth. If people think, I am very intelligent and sharp, I can just be meditating, I can arrive at the truth. If people think, without studying Shravanam Mananam, without Shravanam and Mananam, Nidhyasam is impossible. If at all a person thinks I can just by meditating I can arrive at the truth, that meditation is not Nidhyasanam. That is not contemplation. There is only Saguna Brahma Upasanam. There is not Nirguna Brahma Upasanam. There is Saguna Brahma by meditating, by practicing meditation constantly, seriously. The severe practice of meditation, I can accomplish moksha. I don't need to study anything a person thinks. Such a person also is what? One's own intellect is what? Already blind intellect. Understand now? Because andhena eva niyamanaha yatha andaha, just the blind, led by blind, can never reach where they need to reach. Similarly, this person also, these people also, who think they know, will continue to be in samsara. That means there is no moksha. Look at this. There is no moksha for such people. That's what is repeatedly said here. Okay, this was the last class lessons. Okay, we'll go to the next. It's the ninth mantra, isn't it? Avidyayam bahudha vartamanah vayam krutarthah ityabhimanyanti balah yat karminah na pravedayanti रागात ते नातुराः क्षीणलोकाः च्यवन्ते ओके नाउ अगेन टॉक्स अबाउट द सेम पीपल अविद्यायां बहुधा वर्तमान अर्लियर वी सॉ अविद्यायां अंतरे वर्तमानाः Okay, now we say avidyayam bahudha vartamanaha. See, if a person remains steeped in ignorance, if a person is ignorant and all the notions they have about themselves vary from, you know, all the ignorant people have different notions, all wrong notions, different wrong notions about the self, not one notion. So, I am ignorant person, you are ignorant person, other person also ignorant person. All those who are ignorant of the self have what? Erroneous notion about the self. That's what ahankaraha, isn't it? And ahankara, that erroneous notion one has about oneself, whatever notion I have about myself as an ignorant person is wrong notion. But mine, you are also ignorant person and the notion you have about the self also is what? Wrong, but different from my notion. Understand now. This is called Bahudha Vartamanaha. Avidyayam Bahudha Vartamanaha means what? Entertaining different wrong notions about the self. And then there are also highly what? The complexes may differ from person to person. One may have superiority complex. Definitely mostly these people all have superiority complex in different ways. He doesn't know, I know very well. Now, no, that's not very important, you know. No, yeah, I don't know. They become very popular, but that's not very great. Like that, all this, always thinking inferior of others, and what this already ignorant person, but thinking superior of oneself. Think the wrong notion one has about oneself means what? One thinks superior of oneself, one thinks inferior of other people also. Like this, all these ignorant people have different notions, all wrong notions. That's why avidyayam bahudha vartamanaha. Vartamanaha means what? They remain. That's all. They are. They have their own different varieties of wrong notions they entertain about themselves. Avidyayam bahudha vartamanaha. Then, not only that they remain ignorant, they think. What they think? Abhimanyanti. Abhimanam. No, swabhimanam. Look at this. Manyate is the verb, considers, thinks, but abhimanyati means what? Thinks. No, actually, abhimanam means actually we say self-respect also. Understand here. But abhimanyati, they think about the self. Think about the self. Abhimanyati, consider. They think, abhimanyanti. What do they think? Vayam krutarthaha. Krutaha arthaha yena saha krutarthaha. Krutarthaha means the person of accomplishment, the real achiever, sadhanayalar. I told you, I told you last class. Sadhittavan, sadhanay padittavan is what? Krutarthaha. Actually, according to Vedanta Shastram, the jnani alone is a krutarthaha. Krithartha means what? Krithaha arthaha. The one by whom purushartha has been accomplished. The one by whom moksha has been achieved. The one by whom moksha has been discovered. He is a krithartha. Krithartha means what? The one who has achieved really. The real achiever, accomplisher is a krithartha. And these people think what? Abhimanyanti vayam krithartha. Vayam krutarthaha, we are accomplishers. We really achieved. they think we have achieved. Who? The people who perform rituals and who enjoy the karma phalam, they think, because abhimanyanti. Because avidyayam bahudha vartamanaha. Because they don't even know what is real accomplishment. Look at this. They do not know what is real success. What is real accomplishment. They do not know what is timeless, everlasting end. Which they do not know. Therefore, they mistake. If at all they perform rituals and they really achieved gain out of karma phalam in the form of artha and kama, and they think they have really kritarthaha, vayam kritarthaha, iti abhimanyanti. They think they are real accomplishers. They may be successful because of puro punyam, past punyam, they might have achieved. It is possible for one to become president of India and also to get peace award and all that. It's all past punya karma. Understand? Past punyam. Somebody can attract millions of people towards oneself. It's past punyam, past tapas. It's not that easy. Overnight, nobody can achieve anything. It's all past punyam. As a result of the tremendous amount of tapas and punya karma one has done in past lives, one can enjoy the best of luxury, the best of comfort, the best of popularity, the exalted innocent name, fame, popularity, one enjoys everything. Because it's not that one has easily got it. I tell you, whatever one enjoys, definitely one has earned it. We might think, oh, he's only 50-year-old, he only lived this many years, and then what has he achieved? It is not overnight accomplishment, okay? Not overnight thing. Whether riches also, wealth also, is not overnight one janma's punya phalam. Even Lakshmi Mittal is very rich, means not because of over, only the work, we can say the history, how his grandfather started the business, how it developed, how the turnover improved, how much he has accomplished till now. It is not this only one janma's thing. Na janmantra punyam, janmantra punya phalam should also come a grace. So whatever they touch should go, work like this. Understand now? That is it implies punyam. That is why one's present life is not just one's present effort alone. The present effort, efforts become successful, blessed by the grace of punya karmam, which is a translation of the punyam one has earned in the past lives. Satyam, this is a fact. Understand now? Janmantra, one can achieve anything. All past punyam can get translated in the form of present accomplishments. Still, what it is, it's not moksha. It is not. Still, there will be dissatisfaction, even though when everybody praises you, you may be so happy and all that. But still, that will not last. Only a pleasure, the greatest of, pleasure is not stillfulness. It is not everlasting. Something may happen, it can destroy all that pleasure. That is why there's no fullness there. You have to be very careful here. This is not fullness. It is not moksha. No. It is not real happiness. It is only a pleasure. Exalted of the pleasures, but not really fullness or happiness. That is why such people who think when they accomplish really as a result of karma, where they perform rituals and they gain fruits, and they think, vayam kritarthaha, avidyayam bahudha vartamanaha, still ignorant. And then because they enjoy best of pleasures and best of comforts and all that, they may think what? Vayam kritarthaha. We are real accomplishers. And such people are balaha, immature people. And why? Because he says, yat karminaha ragate na pravedayante. These people, these karmis who are given to this performance of rituals, who are really totally committed to the performance of rituals and committed to the enjoyment of the fruits of action, fruits of the rituals, and they're so attached to, they get entangled with the enjoyment of pleasure, artha kamas they gain as a result of rituals. Ragat na pravedayante. they cannot even see. If somebody goes and tells them also, come on, you have achieved everything, you have done rituals, you have really practiced meditations, you enjoy the best, you are enjoying, really you are punyavan. You can say punyavan, bhagyavan, but not muktaha. Bhagyavan, no, really you are bhagyavan, really you are punyavan, amazing punyam you have, Bhagavan's grace you have, you enjoying all the everything, but just this is we have to remember this, okay, this is very important. People who do not go through any, do not know what are problems in life, they think everything is okay with them. They think, I met one man, somebody, and he said, no, I'm okay with everything, I'm okay, I'm very happy, I don't need anything. I don't think I'm okay, I'm happy, I don't, he says, he doesn't even know what happiness is. When things are smooth and going well, then you think you are happy, that's not happiness, it's punyam. Because of punyam, things are smooth and then your thing is affecting your life, okay? Things are okay with you, that means the punyam, you are going through punyam. We have to remember that. Does not mean you are happy. That is not happiness. When there are no problems in life, when you are not displeased, when things are okay with you, don't mistake that okay situation for joy, real happiness. That okay situation is what? You are going through your punyam, you have earned, understand now. Really, that's why that is the time you should be very prudent and cautious. You should also try to know. He says here, karminaha ragat na pravedayanti, is so attached, engrossed, entangled with the karma, phalam and karma, they do not even see the value of knowledge. Na pravedayanti. Thereby, what happens? They remain ignorant. When they are ignorant, what happens now? Definitely, they will have punyam and they will be born again. They have to be born again. And then āturāha bhavanti, āturāha jangandhyamānāha, all hanyamānāha, all these words mean the same. Āturāha, highly agitated and anxious, you know, the people who also go now, highly troubled people, afflicted people. Āturāha chyavante, chyavante means what? They slip away. They understand now, from where? Kshina lokaha chyavante. Kshina lokaha means what? Lokaha kshinaha yesham. Te kshina lokaha. They gain punyam. As a result of the punyam, they can even enjoy the best of pleasures here, comforts here. They can even go to higher lokas like Swargadi lokas. There they can enjoy the best of pleasures, heavenly pleasures also. But as long as they have punyam, they enjoy. When the punyam gets exhausted, what happens? Kshina lokaha. Understand now? The life, the heavenly life, comes to an end. Kshina lokaha. Having exhausted their punyam in the lokas, chyavante, they fall. They fall means what? They're again born. So all these verses repeatedly say, people think only people who go through suffering will be interested in jnanam and moksha. People who do not suffer may not know the difference between pleasure and happiness. People who do not have suffering in life may not know the difference between pleasure and happiness. They'll mistake the pleasure for happiness. Pleasure is only fraction which they can enjoy as a result of punyam. That pleasure will always come to an end. But that is the nature of the pleasure. Understand now? Pleasure has to be followed by what? Pain. Only pleasure. Also, the pleasure will come to an end because pleasure is only a fraction of fullness. That is the problem. People who have punyam, they do not suffer. They have what then? What do they enjoy? If people do not go through pain, do not have any big problems, what do they have then? pleasure. What is that pleasure? Punya phalam. Pain is pava phalam. Pleasure is punya phalam. Karma phalam, that's all. Even they go through only pleasure as a result of past punyam, they mistake that pleasure for happiness. That is why they think kritakvayam kritartaha. That is why they mistake. They na mudaha na pravedayanti. They do not see the difference between pleasure and moksha, happiness. Happiness, pleasure is fraction of fullness. Happiness is fullness. Understand now? They do not see the difference. That is why they chavante, again they are born. Why? Because until they discover fullness, the mind is still there. Desires will be there. Understand now? Until and unless one discovers fullness, there will be desires, there will be thoughts, there will be mind. Mind cannot be resolved at all. Because mind will not get resolved at all. Mind will always be there. Every time the body falls, mind is still alive. Mind is alive. Mind will never die. You know that? Mind will never die. Mind will continue to exist. Mind continues to exist, and along with the mind, other subtle factors also continue to exist. The entire sokshmam continues to exist. Every time what it dies is only, what falls is only this physical body. Understand? No, physical body alone falls. The subtle continues to exist. The mind will be very much there, potent. Understand? No, potent mind, highly potential mind is there, with lots of unfulfilled desires dormant in the mind. Lots of desires will be there. And all other problems also will be there. Anger will be there. All other problems caused by ignorance will be there. Most not. Subconscious. Understand now? Mind will always be there. That's why there's no moksha. So what happens to the mind again? Again, the new mind, if the mind is there, other subtle factors will be there. Other subtle factors are there, the entire subtle body continues to exist. What will happen? Definitely, according to Punya Papa, again has to assume a new body, has to be born again. Once it is born, again has to go through Punya Papa as a human being. Then again what? Again old age. One has to definitely get old physically. And mrityu, definitely there will be death. This continues forever. There's no moksha. Please understand. Unless and until one discovers happiness or fullness, the subtle body cannot be resolved. As long as subtle body continues to exist, irrespective of whatever punyam you have, you exhaust the punyam, which only fraction of fullness, again you'll be born again. Born. This is what is chavana. Chutihi. Understand now? Chutihi. Only things again you fall. Nice to know in between these verses, you know. The second chapter is going to be more about, just only about Atma Swarupa. Nirupanam actually. Atma Swarupa Nirupanam is will be in the second chapter. Okay, now, having talked about the people who just perform rituals, now, not only physical activities produce punyam, which is time-bound, which can produce a time-bound phalam, even the upasanam also will produce only time-bound phalam. Not only physical activity will produce time-bound result, even meditation also will produce what? Only time-bound result. Upasanam also will produce only time-bound result, not mokshaha. That is said in the 11th mantra. We'll see that. Tapashraddhe.
Tapashraddhe.
Ye. Ye hyupavasantyaranye.
Ye hyupavasantyaranye.
Tapashraddhe.
Tapashraddhe.
Ye.
Ye.
Hi. Upavasanti
Upavasanti
Aranye
Aranye
शान्ताः
विद्वांसः
भैक्षचर्याम् चरन्तः सूर्यद्वारेण ते विरजाः प्रयान्ति यत्र अमृतः सः पुरुषः हि अव्ययात्मा. Okay, if you perform rituals, you gain arthakamas here, and you may also go to higher lokas. And once your punyam gets exhausted, kshina lokaha, no? Then kshina lokaha, once you come back, you will be born again. Why? Punya phalam can take you to that extent, can help you enjoy the heavenly pleasures also, not only worldly pleasures, not only pleasures here, arthakamas here, you will also have what? Better, higher pleasures in higher lokas. But once the punyam gets exhausted, because sukshma continues to be there, you will be born again. That's what we saw. Now this verse talks about the upasanam also. Here, look at this. Who are the people here? See, tapaha cha shraddha cha tapashraddhe. Tapaha means austerities. You know, austerities or religious disciplines. Tapaha. No, shraddha. Tapaha, shraddha. Tapaha, also shraddha. When you say tapaha cha shraddha cha, so religious disciplines or religious rituals prescribed in the karma kanda, performing them along with meditation. Understand? No, performing rituals along with the practice of meditation. If a person is performing rituals along with the practice of meditation, means that meditation is what? Saguna Brahma Upasanam. That is not Nirguna Brahma Upasanam, that is Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Please remember this. Ishwara Dhyanam, Saguna Brahma Upasanam, or Devata Upasanam, Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Saguna Brahma Upasanam means what? Meditation. Meditation means what? There the meditator is different, the object of meditation is different. And what can, if at all you meditate constantly and very seriously, this meditation, Saguna Brahma Upasanam, this meditation practiced for a length of time can help one resolve the thoughts, all the thoughts. Ennangal ellam odunga cheyindra sakthi valimai inda dhyanathirku undu. All the thoughts can be resolved. Understand now, all in the meditation practice for length of time will help one to have all the thoughts resolved. That resolved state of mind, what will be there? There only the meditator alone will be there. The meditator will be conscious of himself, conscious of himself being there, and the object of meditation alone will be there. This sort of experience, no, this is called what? This is called, in fact, Savikalpa Samadhi. I don't need to talk about in between, but let me tell you here. What is Savikalpa Samadhi? What can attain? Saguna Brahma Upasanam, practiced seriously, constantly, continuously, vigorously, will help one attain Savikalpa Samadhi. Practiced constantly for length of time, what will happen? What is Savikalpa Samadhi? You will have all your thoughts resolved. Initially, you start practicing meditation, and later on, as you practice and practice and practice and practice, then what happens? Once you sit in meditation itself, all the objects, the attention will be totally taken away from all the objects. If the attention is not available for all other objects, naturally thoughts will resolve. There is no thought can arise. the attention is totally held by the object of meditation. The attention being not available for other objects or other things, naturally, no other thought can arise. This non-rising of other thoughts is said to be what? Resolution of the thoughts. Ennam ezhamaye ennam odungirthal. How can you prevent the thought from rising? By focusing attention on one object. Simple thing. Understand now, all thoughts will be resolved. This constant practice is important, not overnight business. That is why I said this practice of meditation will result in savikalpa samadhi. And wherein the object of meditation alone will be there, the meditator alone will be there. What do you see when you are in savikalpa samadhi? For you, nothing else is there. The object alone is there. This is an experience, understand? And this can be disturbed easily. Any experience has time bound. Again, this experience can be disturbed. Again, it can come back. This is called savikalpa samadhi. Suppose you practice more seriously. What happened again? Even after having attained the state, savikalpa samadhi state also, if you further practice, then in the meditation, the object alone holds your attention. And there, because attention of the mind being not available for anything else, no other thought rises. Therefore, you have only object of meditation. And later on, even that object also will not, attention held by the object also, what happens now? Will resolve. Just you alone will be there. Even the object of meditation also will not be there for you. All the thoughts will be resolved. That is called Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Nirvikalpa Samadhi also is an experience. In Nirvikalpa Samadhi, what will happen? You are there knowing you are, but not knowing who you are. In Nirvikalpa Samadhi, you are, even the object of meditation is not there for you. Just you are. And what happens in deep sleep state? In deep sleep state also, all the thoughts are resolved. Therefore, Nirvikalpa Samadhi or Savikalpa Samadhi are as good as deep sleep state. What's the big difference? What's the difference? In deep sleep state, you do not know you are. All the thoughts are resolved. You do not know you are in deep sleep state. In Nirvikalpa Samadhi, all the thoughts are resolved, but you know you are. But even Nirvikalpa Samadhi, what is not there? You do not know what you are. That is very important. That is why people mistake Nirvikalpa Samadhi for moksha. No. It is Samadhi. Even there what? The thoughts, you have put the thoughts to sleep. That's all. No amount of practice you have to do. And what is Savikalpa Samadhi? You are. Only one thought is there. That object alone is there. The object alone, object of meditation alone is there in your thought. No other object is there, no thought is there. You are with just the object of meditation. All the thoughts are resolved. That is Savikalpa Samadhi. That is what we call dual experience. Why? You are there, object of meditation alone is there. Nothing else is there. In Nirvikalpa Samadhi, you alone are there, even the object of meditation is not there. Nothing else is there. There is non-dual experience. Understand? But in Jnanam, you are knowing who you are. That is why any experience will come to an Savikalpa Samadhi, Nirvikalpa Samadhi also is not moksha, is not enlightenment. Chitta Anubhavaha. People mistake the Nirvikalpa Samadhi for moksha. Have you got the difference now? Anyway, I'll explain this again when I do other text also. Because why I had to talk about this in this context? Because what this second section of the Upanishad talks about the limitation of the performance of rituals, the karma. And not only the kaikam karma, it talks about the limitation of the manasam karma also. What is manasam karma in this context? It is not the nirguna brahma upasanam, it is saguna brahma upasanam only. Meditation only. And what can meditation, what is the greatest thing one can accomplish as a result of meditation here? Savikalpa samadhi or nirvikalpa samadhi. You can put all your thoughts to sleep. Like in sleep. But in sleep, you cannot be aware of yourself. You do not know you are in sleep. Thoughts are not. No thought is there. No experience is there. Understand now? No thought is there. You are also not there. Which means what? You do not know you are in deep sleep state. But what happens in Nirvikalpa Samadhi? No thought is there. You know you are. What happens in Savikalpa Samadhi? You know you are. You know the object alone is. No other object is. This is the difference. I got it now. Savikalpa Samadhi. In Savikalpa Samadhi, you are just with the object of meditation. All the thoughts are resolved. In Nirvikalpa Samadhi, you alone are there, no other thought is there. But you are not knowing you are in Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Nirvikalpa Samadhi also, there is still Ajnanam. It's just like a sleep. Really just like a sleep. As good as sleep. Understand now? Because like how you wake up from sleep, you'll wake up from samadhi also. That's what I want to say. You'll be disturbed of your samadhi. It is not moksha. Okay, experience means gain, so it'll go. It's effort, isn't it? Any anesthetist can do that for you. For some time, no? You had to work hard, put yourself off. Any answer can do that for you. Local anesthesia, no? Off for some time. Where was I? That's why anybody can, after major operations, when they open up their eyes first, they come back to go and ask, where I am? Hospital, my God. Huh? They'll say, Deva can make us all, take us all to Nirvikalpa Samadhi. But we'll also, the problem is we'll become, come back, we'll become conscious. You don't want to be like, you know, just vegetables. So this is, that's why there's difference. And here, and our Shastram talks about what such people who have a Samadhi experience also by constant practice, along with this performance of rituals, they are called what? Upasakaha. Upasakaha. And such people, as a punyam, the gain as a result of their meditation, the samadhis, and also this karma performance of rituals, what can they do? After death. No? After death, because ajnanam is still there, Sukshma does not resolve, but they have great punyam. So what they do? They have a journey. They have long holiday, very long holiday, but they have to come back after holiday. Understand now? But this is said to have long holiday. They go to Brahmalokaha. Shastram talks of is the highest phalam one can gain. You are a serious meditator along with the performance of rituals, and you can go to the best of the pleasures you can have. What is that? You can go to Brahma Lokaha or Satya Lokaha. And how do you go? You travel through solar path, Surya Gati Dwara. You can go there. Okay, that is what is said. Say, Upasanam also will result only in Brahmaloka Prapti. Nirvikalpa Samadhi also, what? Will take only to Brahmaloka. And having gone to Brahmaloka, there is possibility of being contemplative and attaining moksha. Such moksha is called what? Krama Muktihi. Why do you work so hard? Why should you make so much of effort, strain so much, earn a lot of punyam and go there? There you should attain moksha. Here itself easily you can know Nirgunat Brahma Upasanam. Know the Brahma Swarupam as the Swarupam of the Atma. Here itself be contemplative. Be free here itself. Attain moksha right now here, which is Sadhyo Muktihi. Why should spend, buy expensive tickets, travel all the way, make a journey, and to earn the ticket also just work so hard to make, understand, work so hard and earn money, the hard-earned money, buy tickets and go for a holiday and go and drink Italian coffee there. Why here it's a local shop available? Isn't it? Just for sake of drinking Italian coffee, people don't need to travel all the way.
Water.
Huh? And similarly here also, see, Sadhyo Muktihi, the moksha you can attain here itself. By Nirguna Brahma Upasanam, how, which is Nididhyasanam, by contemplating upon the nature of the reality, which is available for, by knowing the reality as the very self, by contemplating upon it, you can have the ascertained vision here itself, have gain jnanam here, and you are free, you'll be free here itself, which is Sadhyo Muktihi. Freedom, Sadhyo Muktihi is Jivan Muktihi. Freedom while living, Jivan Neva Muktihi. If you miss this, do work so hard, go to Brahma Loka, then you attain moksha, then is what? Krama Muktihi. So he talks about the Upasakas, who attain Krama Muktihi. Tapashraddhe yehi upavasanti. See, ye upasakaha, ye janaha, aranye upavasanti, they perform rituals along with the practice of meditation where they live in aranyam, in the forests. Vanaprasthis. Understand now? Vanaprasthis. Supposed to be. Okay? Whether you perform, even at home also you can do the same thing. Aranye upavasanti. They go and live where? Upavasanti means they meditate. Aranye upavasanti. Upavasam kurvanti. Upasanam kurvanti. They live, they reside in the forest. How do they live? They meditate. Living in forest, they meditate. They practice meditation. Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Along with what? Performance of rituals. That is implied, said by what? Which word? Tapashraddhe upavasanti aranye. Tapasasaha. No? Shraddhaya karma kurvantaha aranye upavasanti. And such people, because of the constant practice, as I told you, Saguna Brahma Upasanam, what can they do? Shantaha. Shantaha means what? Those who have got their thoughts resolved. Those who have got their minds resolved. How have they got their minds resolved? By practicing what? Meditation by attaining this savikalpa samadhi and nirvikalpa samadhi, what happens? Shantaha. Even they can always go into this, people call trance now. They can always get into samadhi state by practicing meditation. Understand now? So shantaha. Those who have shantaha means those, shantaha literally means quiet minded. Here shantaha means those who have got their minds or thoughts resolved. Ennangalam, no, dhyana paichinal, idiyaraatha teevra dhyana paichinal, ennangalellam odunga petravargal. Those have got their thoughts resolved by their constant rigorous practice of meditation. Shantaha. Said people are vidvamsaha. Vidvamsaha. Vidvamsaha means, literally vidvamsaha means jnaninaha. But here vidvamsaha means, in this context, vidvamsaha means meditators. Please be careful here, okay? Vidvamsaha means the meditators. These meditators are not ordinary people. They have profound knowledge of karma kanda. They know upasana kanda very well. Understand? Still they're like stuck with the enjoyment of pleasures. Like how people mistake pleasure for fullness. These people also who really highly disciplined people, not ordinary people. Vidvamsaha, these people are not ordinary people. With reference to moksha, they're confused. They're mudaha. Vimudaha. They mistake the pleasure for fullness because they don't have any problems in life. They're highly intelligent, highly disciplined, highly given to this practice of all these things, meditation, karma, rituals. Vidvamsaha, not ordinary people. Vidvamsaha, meditators here. And these people, bhikshacharyam charantaha, aranya upavasanti, they live in aranyam, forest, practicing meditation, performing rituals. But how do they eat here? Bhikshacharyam charantaha, because they go around, for food also, they go around for alms. And they live on alms. They maintain their thing, life, living on alms, bhiksha. Bhikshacharyam charantaha, in fact, upasakaha, saguna brahma upasakaha, who are still karminaha, are not supposed to live on alms. Only vividisha sannyasinaha. Vividisha sannyasinaha means what? Those who want to know the reality, thereby those are committed to the pursuit of the knowledge of the shastram, and those who live studying, teaching shastram, such sannyasis are eligible to live on alms according to Veda. They can, because they really live, and then they can, people can give bhiksha. That is bhikshacharyam. Bhikshacharyam chartum arhanti. Vidisha sannyasinaha. Understand? But here, he says, bhikshacharyam charantaha. Even the upasakas also, what they do? They just go around, get bhiksha. Understand? They live. Such people become very disciplined, highly disciplined people, very serious meditators. And because the more you learn to be in the samadhi, you mistake the samadhi for, samadhi is very, 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 how we all love our sleep. Like that, people imagine, people who practice, who can be in samadhi, they love samadhi. Again and again they'll get to samadhi. They will not, it's very difficult for them to come out of samadhi and to dwell upon the nature of the reality. Know that? Very deceptive. Such people, what happens, he says here, they die. So the whole life practicing from meditation, whole life remaining, having that, being in that, going to samadhi states, experiences, have experienced samadhis in life, then they die. They die what? They die ignorant. They might have had great experience in samadhis, but still they are ignorant. People who have experienced nirvikalpa samadhi are not free from ignorance. They are still ignorant. Therefore, what? After when they die, Surya, then what happens? Surya Dwarena. They still, Sukshma Shariram is still very much there potentially, unresolved. Te Prayanti, Surya Dwarena, through solar path, through the bright path, no? Shukla Gatihi, I told you already. Shukla Gati Dwara, Surya Dwarena, Prayanti, they attain, Prayanti, they attain, they reach. How do they reach? Because they are free from all sins, because they live a very disciplined life, clean life, they are free from papams. Virajaha, yatra, where do they reach? They reach Brahmalokaha, where amrutaha saha purushaha hi avyayatma. Avyaya atma means the imperishable, indestructible, that person is there. Which person? Hiranyagarbha, amrutaha, immortal, eternal, imperishable, indestructible Brahma is there. Hiranyagarbha is there. Don't immediately imagine something in your mind. Oh, we know Brahma as four-headed Brahma. There is a place. How if you go to Vatican, we can see Pope there. This is also another place where we can go and there will be Brahmaji sitting there. Not four-headed Brahma sitting. It's an expression. Understand now? It is an expression. That means one will remain in subtle body for long time. Please understand, subtle form, without assuming any gross form. If you have lots, you know, very little punyam, go somewhere, immediately come back and assume another body. If you have lots of money, go for a long tour. Little money, go for a short holiday and come back. Like he also what these people have earned whole life, worked hard, practicing all the time and experiencing what? Having this nirvikalpa samadhi, anubhava and all that, then they come back. Understand? But they don't have to come back. But here, they attain this brahmalokaha. There, brahmaloka is the place where Hiranyagarbha is there. Who is Hiranyagarbha? Brahma. Who is Brahma? Amrutaha avyayatma saha purushaha. It's just who has gone, who has come back and explained how Hiranyagarbha looks. Nobody told her. Understand now? So you have to understand, one going to Brahmaloka and where Hiranyagarbha is there, okay, the indestructible Hiranyagarbha is there, means what? One's subtle body still continues to exist. And it remains subtle without assuming a gross body immediately for length of time. Even meditator's subtle body continues to exist without getting resolved for length of time. Doesn't get resolved, nor does it assume another sthula shariram immediately like any other ordinary jiva. Why? Because vidvamsaha. Because they're great people, highly informed people, great, highly disciplined people, virajaha, free from all punya papas. And they've been vidvamsaha, they're upavasanti, aranya upavasanti, they've been meditating all the time. Such people, then what the problem they have? Ignorance. Then what happens now? The punyam they have does not allow them to come and assume another gross body. The ignorance they have does not allow the subtle body to be resolved for good. What happens? They remain in subtle form without sukhadukkam. For long time, it's like long sleep. As long as you're asleep, you do not know anything. There is no pain, there is no pleasure. That is called sukham. Understand now? Sukham means what? Not sukham. Sleep is just a miniature model of sukham. Just to have. No punyam, no papam. Unfortunately, in sleep you are not conscious of yourself. You do not know that you are. Not knowing you are, and you there's no punyam, there's no pain, there's no pleasure, there's no smallness, no problem in sleep. That is why there's nobody who hates sleep. When you're asleep, ask somebody, wake them up. Do you want to sleep further? Chee, go away. You say, because nobody wants to get affected by sleep. Understand now? You may not like to sleep in the class. Gee, I want to be frightened. I'm not able to be a different thing. I really hate that. I don't want to sleep now. You may think, helplessly you are, okay? You are sleepy. That's a different thing. But when you are sleeping, and nobody wants to get up from sleep. Understand now? Because that is sukham. No pain and no pleasure. And here also, these vidvams are a very funny thing. Look at this. Lots of their virajaha, free from punya pap. The whole life is a very clean, disciplined life. All the time practicing meditation. They must have gone through, they must have had the samadhi experiences often in their lives. But one thing they have not resolved. What is that? Ignorance. Therefore, what happens? Sukshma is still there. Sukshma is still there. Potential mind is still there. But punyam, because of punyam, they are not able to come back and immediately assume a shariram. Then they cannot be born immediately soon. Because, understand now, because of one small problem is what? Only one thing is still there. Ignorance is not resolved. Still, sukshma is still there. Sukshma is not resolved. So what? They had to be in that state for a length of time. That's why I said, going to Punya Satya Loka, Brahma Loka, as a result of the punyam one gained through vigorous, serious, very, not an easy joke. Brahma Prayatnaha, we always say that. Even to achieve something very, really working hard, we say Brahma Prayatram Ayatche. No, in attainment, we say that. In buying a small thing, if we had to put a lot of effort, in India we have the expression Brahma Prayatram. To go to Brahma Loka, one has to really work very hard, very disciplined. One has to follow values, highly righteous, ethical, worshipful, prayerful, religious, serious practice of previously practicing meditation, perform ritual with great saddha. So much of effort. Only one thing is missing. What? Swarupa anusandhanam is not there. Understand? Nidhyasanam is not there. Therefore, what happens? Atma jnanam is not there. But everything else is there. So what? Virajaha, completely free from sins, impurities, vigataha, rajas, yes, yebhyaha, and then vigarajaha. They were what now? Clean people, lot of punyam. They've gone to what? Surya gati. We saw already, no? Rashmayaha, yehi, yehi, tinayanti. We saw that, no? They go to surya gati to where? Yatra, yekaha, divasa. We saw that. Yatra, avyayatma, saha, avyayatma, purushaha, amrutaha, is there. Where Hiranyagarbha, the imperishable. Don't think Hiranyagarbha is imperishable. Okay, why Hiranya is said to be imperishable? Relatively imperishable. This, understand now, anything grass gets and becomes subject to disintegration soon. But resolution of subtle is not that easy. It takes very long. That is why Hiranyagarbha is relatively imperishable. Not that Hiranyagarbha is imperishable. Atma alone is imperishable. Atma alone is indestructible. Consciousness alone is indestructible. Everything is subject to be resolved. Understand now? The Hiranyagarbha is relatively said to be what? Imperishable. Avyayatma. Amritaha. Immortal. That Hiranyagarbha is there means what? These people, after death, after Paradha gets exhausted with accumulated punyam, what punyam? How they get punyam? Tremendous amount of punyam they have earned. Virajaha. Now, these people, because the whole life has been life of performance of rituals and meditations. They have gone through the experience of samadhi often. They remain in samadhi a lot of time. Such people have lots of punyam. I mean, they didn't do any wrong things. That is why they have punyam. Because the time was spent in these actions, time was not available for wrong actions. So, avoiding papam itself is what? Non-accumulation of papam itself is accumulation of punyam. Know that? And so they gain this. And they go where? Surya Dwarena, go to Brahmalokaha. And it is something incomprehensible for us. We can't even imagine inconceivable, achintyam for us. How the Brahmaloka will be, how Brahmadeva is sitting there. A Puranas depict, give a different picture. They will be sitting there and this jiva goes and then all these apsaras come and receive them and they will be immediately, as they go, they have nice food and nice things and the apsaras will come and dance. They immediately there will be presentation of dance, upacharas. Now all the movies show this. It's all, understand now, personifying what? Really giving, understand now, presenting the subtle things. Really speaking, nothing happens like that. Okay? That means this sukshma shariram of the upasakaha remains as a sukshmam without resolving. Why? Ajnanam is there. But without assuming a body, why? Lots of punyam. So what should happen now? It has to be there for some time. That's why longest holiday. But again, I come back. But here, small thing happens. Now, what is that? There, as a punyam, they become contemplative. There, the mind at that stage becomes contemplative. As a sukshma rupena, understand now? They become contemplative. In subtle form, there will be contemplation. And thereby, there in subtle form itself, ahankara becomes resolved. And there, suddenly what? In jnanam takes place, and there sukshma resolves. That is called what? Krama muktihi. That is krama muktihi. Okay. Therefore, with this, all the verses talking about the limitations of kayikam karma, the performance of rituals, and the limitations of manasam karma, the upasanam, and limitations of the performance of practice of meditation along with the performance of rituals also has been explained very clearly till now. The next mantra is going to talk about therefore. What should one do now? If one wants sadyo krama muktihi, one has to work so hard. One has to perform rituals. One has to be highly religious, highly disciplined. One has to practice meditation also very seriously. And one has to go through these experiences of what? Savikalpa samadhi, nirvikalpa samadhi often. And as a result of which one, there's possibility, there's no definiteness, okay, of going to swargaloka, punya, satya loka, brahma loka, attaining krama mukti. But the same mukti you can have here itself, which is called jivan muktihi or sadyo muktihi. How? By knowing, gaining the jnanam here. Why should you go there and gain jnanam? Why can't you gain jnanam here itself? Here itself attain jnanam, resolve the sukshma. Okay? While living, gain jnanam, be free from sanchita agami, exhaust the paradha, become free from karma, then what now? attain videha mukti afterwards. And then now attain sadhya mukti, jivan mukti now, by knowing now. Resolve the ignorance. Just remove, get the ignorance removed here itself. Don't need to everything else. And as a rest, get the ignorance resolved here itself, right now. By nidhyasanam. What do you need for that? Know the reality as the self. That's why know thyself. Focus attention on the nature of the self, ascertain the vision, resolve the ajnanam, now resolve the sukshma here. For this, what is what? Then one understands now. One goes, one thinks of all the life's experiences. In fact, the life's experiences become a great teacher. Know that one's own experiences in life becomes a great teacher. What teacher? What for? What? Knowing the limitations. If I put my finger into the fire, it will burn my finger. Similarly, if I do any karma, it will produce a palam. That palam will be only what? Time-bound pleasure. If I work so hard, I can have some artha. It will help me to have better infrastructure. It will not make me happy always and everywhere. What is viveka? Understand, one gains by analyzing one's own life's experiences. How much have I done? That is why one needs to live some life also. The young people cannot understand this because they think full of understand. We are going to achieve that and this. But one has to live some years, then they will know. Having lived all some years, and they will come to the conclusion. What that? We thought of accomplishing so many things. We worked hard for accomplishing so many things. We did have accomplished so many things. We could not achieve so many things. Whether you have accomplished or not, one thing becomes very clear. We worked now. Artha kamas are important. I can get artha kamas, but artha kamas, any amount of pleasures will not make me happy always. Will not free me from sorrow for good. This understanding is what? And one who learns from one's own life's experiences, thereby knows the limitations of karma and karma phalam, knows the limitations of artha and kama, artha kamas, knows the limitations of even dharma. Such a person is brahmanaha. The word brahmana has so many meanings. One who revels in the nature of reality, one who revels in fullness is brahmanaha. Brahma vedanat brahmanaha. One who Brahma janati saha brahmanaha. One who knows Brahman is brahmanaha. One who revels in the nature of reality is brahmanaha. One whose mind always is in nature of reality, revels in, contemplating upon the nature of reality is brahmanaha. Jnani is a brahmanaha. But here, brahmanaha is the mature person. Who is the mature person? One who, you know, learn from one's own life's experiences, thereby understands the limitations of karma, karma phalam, understands the limitations of artha, kamas, even the dharma. Such a person is a brahmanaha. One who knows, thereby one who arrives at the value of knowledge, of value of knowledge. And he is brahmanaha. Such a brahmanaha. How? Pariksha lokan. Lokan means what? Loke kritani karmani pariksha. Karma phalani pariksha. Having examined all that one has accomplished in one's life, all that one has done in one's life, lokan pariksha. How, what all artha he has accumulated, what all pleasures he has enjoyed by doing that and this and that. Karma chitan, by performing karma, he has accumulated a lot of what? No? Artha kamas, enjoyed. Punya papas, understand? No? Karma chitan, lokan pariksha, having examined thoroughly well. Nirveda mayat. Nirveda mayat means what? He becomes indifferent. Literal meaning. He becomes mature. Nirveda mayati. Who is such a person? Brahmanaha. If one does not learn from one's own life's experiences, he's a buddhu. 70 வயசு ஆயும் புத்தி வரலன்னு சொன்னா இன்னும் அது வேணா இது வேணா ஆசை இருக்குன்னு சொன்னா இன்னும் ஸ்டில் ஐ வாண்ட் டு கோ ஹியர் கோ தேர் வாட் டு சீ தட் வாட் டு சீ ஓகே அஸ் எ யங் பர்சன் யூ வாண்ட் டு சீ தட் அண்ட் திஸ் யூ ஸ்டில் திங்ஸ் ஆர் எக்ஸைட்டிங் இட்ஸ் ஓகே அஸ் அன் ஓல்ட் பர்சன் யூ ஹவ் சீன் யூ டோன்ட் டு கோ அண்ட் சி த ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட் ஹவு த வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் லிவிங் இன் ஒன் பிளேஸ் கோயிங் த்ரூ சம் பெயின்ஸ் அண்ட் பிளஷர்ஸ் இஸ் எனஃப் டு மேக் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ் த நியூ பார்ன் பேபி and after a few months and even this anything all colorful small toys and things very exciting let me see this very exciting and then some of the young people were very get excited go from one place to other place see that or something new or something new they get excited but having lived a long life 60-50 years and still life is exciting what is exciting You should know what is there. There's no moksha. There's no freedom from unhappiness. There's no freedom from sorrow. There's no fullness. There's no happiness. That pakna, that pakvam, maturity. If one hasn't learned from one's own experiences, he's a buddha really. And he said, pariksha, having examined thoroughly well, all the pleasures artha kama one have earned in life, No, pariksha lokan, karma chitan lokan pariksha, nirvedam ayati ayat. May one become intelligent. How? Hachapat is what? Brahmanaha. Then he understands, my God, jnana deva kaivalyam, knowledge alone, knowledge is moksha. Not jnanat. Jnanam eva kaivalyam. Knowledge of the reality is, in fact, knowledge of fullness. Knowledge of fullness is reveling in fullness, which is moksha. One understands such a person. Tad vijnanartham, tasya vijnanartham, tasya jnanartham, tasya paravastunaha, parabrahmanaha, atmanaha, jnanartham, mokshasya jnanartham. Listen now. To know what vijnanartham, not samanya jnanam, vijnanartham for the ascertained, doubt-free understanding of what is mokshaha, what is fullness, what is it ultimately sought, where is it available, how is it available, what this self is all about, where this self one can recognize, all this, thus vijnanartham, for this, gurum eva abhigachet, may one approach the teacher, may one go to the teacher, not to counseling centers and not to the modern meditation centers sampradaya vidam gurumeva abhigachet who's guru brahmanishtam shrotriyam the guru must be who brahmanishtaha no one who remains steadfast knowledge of the reality brahmanishtaha And who is this Brahmanishtaha? No, there are so many Brahmanishtas we have. They are Brahmanishtas, but they don't communicate. Why? Because they are not Shrotriyas. They must have studied Shastra in the previous lives, worked hard. They might have become Brahmanishtas today. But still, if they are not Shrotriyas, if you go and sit in front of them, they'll be quiet. They won't communicate. You are not, understand now, but just by seeing your eye to eye, they can't transfer their vision to you. Just by touching, they can't transfer their vision to you. No mystic powers are accepted here. The guru has to open his mouth. Swamiji always says, no Mauni Baba will ever can help here. A guru has to open his mouth and speak. He has to communicate. That means he must be a Shrotriya. He must have profound knowledge of the scriptures. Not profound knowledge of scriptures implies his having been a disciple of another teacher who would have been a disciple of another teacher, thereby who knows the sampradaya, the method of unfoldment. Shrotriya. Nariya kattavar. The one who has heard abundantly from the teacher is Shrotriya. Understand now? Shrutavan Purushaha Shrotriyaha. That is why Shravanam is so much emphasized so much here. Just people should not get to not be in a hurry. Just be open, just be relaxed, go and listen and listen and listen and listen and listen. People want to go for one class, immediately next day they want to know everything. Because the mind needs what? Scraping, okay? It has to be right. Lots of cleansing is needed. That is why Shravanam, Paunapunyena Shravanam. Shrotriyam, Gurum Eva Abhigachet. Shrotriyam, Brahmanishtam Guru. Guru's qualifications are mentioned here. Guru must be a Brahmanishtaha, one who has ascertained Vishnu of the reality, one who remains steadfast. One who has steadfast knowledge of the reality is Brahmanishtaha. Brahma Jnane Nishtaha. Nishtaha. Brahma Jnana Nishtaha Yasya, Brahma Jnana Nishtaha, Brahma Nishtaha. Now, such a person is a Shrotriya, he also one has performed knowledge of the Shastras, one who can communicate clearly. Tam Gurum Eva Abhigachet, may one approach. For what? Kimartham. Not to get emotionally entangled. Tad Vijnanartham, be very conscious. Association with the real teacher is only for Jnanam, not for emotional entanglement. Understand now? Emotionally get hooked also. That's why here we say, Vijnanartham, for the ascertained doubt-free knowledge of the reality, in gaining of which itself is gaining of knowledge of fullness, which implies be recognizing one being already free, not attaining freedom. Therefore, Karmakanda part will be over. So, this much having taught, and so having talked about the limitations of Kayakam Karma and also Manasam Karma Upasanam. See, the mantra talks about the qualifications of a teacher. Who is a teacher? Teacher is Brahmanishtaha Shrotriyaha. And how should the should approach the teacher? For Vijnanartham, for the knowledge. Why? Moksha is in knowledge. Understand? Not in doing, not in gaining the fruit of an action. Vijnanartham. And how should the student approach the teacher? Samit Panihi. He approached the teacher, Samit Panihi. Actually, Panihi means hand. And Samit means Samid. Actually, the fuel, the twigs and sticks to be used to perform rituals, and also to be used. The fuel is something you have to collect to cook food also. In ashrams. If you come to our ashram, don't need to go to the church of Samit Panihi. In a way, we hear there's no Samit is needed there. We have proper kitchen there. Those days in the forest, the ashram, they must have been using only Samit. We can't even take a gas cylinders there. Because well-established kitchen, isn't it? I'm just saying, Samit Pani means that implies the student always approaches the teacher with whatever is possible on the part of the student to offer to the teacher. Now that we should go. In fact, this teacher is the one who does not really expect anything from the student other than his readiness for knowledge. That's why there is no culture, in Vedantic culture, there is no such thing called charging a fee. Is not there. Is understand. And suppose the teacher's tapasya, students' tapasya will provide the infrastructure. That is order, Bhagavan. Number of the hearts of good people will there'll be something. Amazing, isn't it? It's okay, we'll see what Bhagavan has. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.